Chapter 16, Revisit 1 through 15. Part 1, chapters 1 through 8, 2024. Now I'm going to brief through this. But those of you who actually do this assignment, actually go back and listen at chapters 1 through 8, something will happen. Whoever just took a sigh, mute your phone. It's okay. Just push the button. Okay. So those of you that hit the 1 through 8 and you actually listen to this, something will change in you. It did in me. But there's no downside. You couldn't, if nothing happened, there's no downside. But something will happen. Why? Why would I want to revisit? Why would this be one of the chapters? Chapter 16, revisit the first 15. What the heck is going on? It's important. Why? So I don't forget God's intervention and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to an unworthy, unsophisticated, undone, unusual, unhappy, unwilling, unqualified, unrealistic, unfortunate, sad sack sinner like me. Without God, I'm influence without power, movement without achievement, try without trust, service without success. I'm sorry, but I have to ask you all to look at your phones again and mute them. It is a girl's voice that I hear. Mute that so that everybody can enjoy the lesson. Now, let me say that one more time. Without God, there's influence without power. Movement without achievement. You just sighed. Come on, mute your phone. Come on, look. Influence without power, movement without achievement, try without trust. Can you imagine that? Service without success. That's what happens without God. This is my testimony. Could it happen to you? Sure, partnering with God, the original blueprint of you. Don't you want to know that? Free fall, line up and wait, the Black Forest, God's word is your primary weapon, acceptance, integration. Don't those sound like something you want to know? The first eight, dare to reread them. Who will do that? Maybe you feel that memory serves as God taught them. Is the time worthy of what might yet again be an uncovering of necessary information? Maybe that. Maybe I'll just remember it all and I'll get it. Or maybe I'll look at it again and uncover necessary information. Right now. The Bible shares more every read, every time you read. Bits and pieces of history and vision. Someone look at your phone. That someone is a she. You just sighed. Look at your phone and mute it. There's 25 people on this phone. Mute the phone. Now, the Bible shares more every time I read it. Bits and pieces of history and vision. Do I say, oh, I remember that story? Sure, I do. But I don't. The Bible is so powerful. Let's play a game. The game. Can you tell the difference of the Old Testament and the New? I'm telling you, because of the telling of the future in this thing, you can't tell. I mean, you got to be some kind of Bible scholar of all times. Listen to this. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Could that be the Old Testament or the New? Prophecy foretelling the future. It's the New Testament. Luke 2:30-32. Surprised? Let's try another one. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. That means he's going to make everything right. Is that old or new? Prophecy foretelling the future. Would that be old or new? Sounds like it's just happening right now. But it's not. It's old. This was thousands of years ago, Jeremiah 33:14-16, hundreds of years before Jesus. proclaiming that this is going to happen, that Jesus is going to come. Surprise? One more, okay? It shall be in the day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Now, that sounds like old or new. Is that old or new? It shall be in the day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Okay, you just sighed. Please check your phone. Please look at your phone and mute it. If you're a girl, look at your phone and mute it. Okay, these prophecies that foretell the future, nations are coming against Israel right now. It says this right here. This is Zechariah 520 BC, 500 years before Christ. This was written, and it's happening right now. And the Bible tells of all these things. All of them come true. Hundreds of years apart, they were written hundreds of years apart, and thousands of years until now. And you say, I say, that memory will serve me? I hear these things, and I'll get it, I'll remember it, I'll use it all day today. Really? Memory serves those who study. And for those who forget, what then? What about if you don't remember? When the challenge comes, and come it will, who stands in the gap for the Lord? Can you do that when you don't study, you don't know? I can't. This is the time of deception. And the world is here to deceive you. You know how easy it is to deceive someone who is not studying? In the church, sitting right next to you. Are you beyond studying the past and the prophecy of the future? Has the balance sheet, the almighty buck, and the power presented itself as a much better companion than the word scripture? Study an interesting scripture written by two men. I'm going to tell you something. This is written by two men. This is crazy. Interesting scripture written by two men who don't know each other. Matthew 23:37 and Luke 13:34. They're a couple years apart, but they were in different parts of the world. They didn't have cell phones, fax, courier services, pigeons. Get this, they wrote the same thing. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Two men wrote the exact same words in different parts of the world. How'd that happen? Separate men, separate writers, different parts of the world, different time. How? Understand the book and use it. It's very powerful. If you take the time required to prepare. Now, half of you can't remember anything I've said up until now, except I'm telling you, the power of this to hurt you if you don't do it, the world is in a big deceive right now, big deception, a big change. How do you know what's right and what's wrong? How do you know the truth from not the truth? Because you're so brilliant or genius? Because I'm so smart? No, man, wake up. These chapters brought me to Scripture. And every week they bring me back. Understand the book and to use it, it's very powerful if you take the time, right? Take the time. Is there any downside? None. But if there's no time for study today, will there be any time available anytime soon? Really? If not, if there's no time to study, what am I? Who am I? Well, where are those questions answered? By Bob McGillicuddy on the corner? By me? By somebody? Without knowledge, for sheer knowledge, without retention of that knowledge, a balance sheet matters. Why? Did you remember what I said up there? Without God, you have success without time. There's no time in your success. It doesn't sustain. There isn't anything that sustains. Without knowledge, without retention of that knowledge, a balance sheet matters. Why? Without chapter one, partnering with God, will I ever know what I am and why I was created? Well, maybe I don't need to know that. Maybe some people make enough money, they don't need to know that. Don't you want to know what God meant for you to be? Am I a thermostat or a thermometer? Let's start there. Do I change the temperature of the room Or do I simply observe it? Or enjoy it or complain about it? Am I a game changer or simply an audience member? A judge. Maybe a judge from the sidelines. I throw darts at the contenders in the race, the people that are out there running it. Is that where I'm going to be on the day of the rapture? How much time is there to know the truth? Will I stay or will I go in the rapture, huh? The book says some things are going to happen before that. So I'm warned. I get the future. It's coming. It's coming. It says before the rapture, these things are going to happen. And those things, my friends, are happening right now. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. The falling away is happening right now. The church, people are falling away from the church right now. It's happening right now. The 2 Thessalonians goes on to say, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. That says, you're going to buy it. Without truth, you're going to buy it. You're going to think it's the right thing. With every notion in your body, you're going to think it's the right thing. And it will cost you everything. Notes? It's all in my head. Let's go back to that. Is it really? A checklist used for the master's class? It's all in my head. The master's class of life and salvation? It's all in my head. I got it. Because somebody said it to me one time, I got it, I remember it, I know what I'm going on. I'll be able to wield this baby against all the enemies that come against me and all my kids and everything. And what will I remember? A new God instead of an old one, a natural or an unnatural God, a real or a counterfeit fact? For sure, read and lead are related. Read and lead are related, hand in hand. Study or muddy. I used to say, study or muddy is also a rhyme that may have some substance. What do I remember? It's a hard road, man. The right ones are hard. I know it. Requires pursuit. But the downside is huge. But the upside is huge, too. It's great. Chapter 1, partnering with God. Try and fail. Try and try and try and try yet again in Jesus Christ. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is for you, man. He's for you. Don't you want to step up to the plate today and find out God's original blueprint? What could happen left in the hands of Jesus Christ? If you leave yourself in the hands of Jesus Christ, what could happen? John 1, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. What would happen if you let that guy run your life? Isaiah 46, 9, 10, I am God. There is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. He's saying that everything in that book he will do. And up until now, it's been 100% correct. What was that? What's that you say? 100% correct. I thought, well, I can believe 60 or 70 of it. I mean, you know, the amazing Kreskin and the tarot card reader down. No. There is no tarot card readers that know the truth. There is none of that. That's all fake news. Nostradamus is not the guy. The great Kreskin, the fortune teller at the corner next to the mini mart. There is no one or any other. All that fake news. Only God knows. And up until now, it's been perfect. Don't you want to know what's coming? Don't you see what he says here? I will do all my pleasure. What he has written here, he will do. Now, John 13, 19. Now, I tell you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Pretty powerful statements, man. Long story short, chapter 16, revisiting 1 through 15. When you look back through them. If you listen to them left alone, you'll learn left alone without God. For me, left alone without God, the clock ran out. Free fall. Without saving, without the saving of a free fall, all is lost. For those who fall, a final mistake that is the cost of everything earned and hoped for. How many on this phone made a decision and found themselves in a free fall where all is lost? You can't do anything without God. You're completely dependent on God as you fall from a building to the cement. Your life, everything on the line, everything earned and everything hoped for, it has cost everything. Is that you? Who knows if this is the second chance? If you were saved from that, who knows if this is the second chance or the last? If this be you, chapter 4, line up and wait. What? What's that? You're saved, line up and wait. Be patient in the Lord's next direction for you. It is critical to avoid mistakes at this juncture. If you are saved from a free fall, which everyone on this phone is saved from a free fall, everyone, it's critical to learn to wait on the Lord before the next move. Learn patience, wait on the Lord as he prepares your new future. And during that time, beware, especially in the time of waiting. Oh, waiting, so it's incredibly difficult, especially when you're a doer. I got to get out there. I know. I relate. You got to wait. That's part of the lesson. You got to learn to be patient. Wait for the correct direction, not the one you made up. But then in that time, the black forest puts its ugly fingers out there. It's a temptress. The forest offers a trade, the black forest, hell on earth. Give the Lord second chance up for fame and glory. I'll trade you. Give me your second chance and I'll give you fame and glory. Please resist such hopeless promises. Don't believe the lie. Keep your second chance close to your heart. Judgment is coming for those who do not believe and for those who choose unwisely. You'll learn. You don't get mad at people. You feel bad when people don't understand. You feel bad for those you love when they tell you that Christianity is dumb. While there's still time, learn. None of us are promised tomorrow. None of us. Matthew 24:6, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Oh, when's it going to be? I don't know, but don't you want to be in order before it gets here? Why? Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Will it be like that? Yeah, that's what it says right here. But nobody believes it. God's word, outdated and pointless to the world, right? Pointless to the world. True. The Bible is old news, and that's a dangerous assumption for the foolish. The answer? A believer's primary weapon, chapter 6, God's word. Luke 21. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. These things are happening. Were they always happening? Yeah, but not like this. This one's big. The world is a mess. It's happening as Scripture said it would. Well, what do I got to do about that? Chapter 7, acceptance. I am a sinner. Jesus is the key. Accept it. I'm a sinner. Jesus is the key. What gets in the way of that? The voice of reason or treason? Are you listening? A profound difference. Reason or treason? What is God? What is not? I got to learn which is which, man. I'm in charge of a bunch of stuff. I got to learn. 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Pay attention to what people are saying, because a lot of it is not true. There's a war out there. Guess who's in the balance?
Who? Can you guess? Well, I don't know. Would it be Bobby next door or Phyllis? I don't know.
You. A set of good financials or bad? Choices made on the ride? What happens? What does it matter if you got a good set of financials or bad? If you lose the war, if you have the whole world and lose your salvation, what does it matter? If you tell your kids by your actions that there is no God, or the God that's in the Bible is a little different and you can change the rules, what are you doing? What am I doing? The choices we make on this ride, what happens following the word? What happens when you learn the word, when you retain it, when you use God, truly partnering with God, the original blueprint? Remember these. The original blueprint, free fall. Partnering with God, the original blueprint, free fall, line up and wait, the Black Forest, God's word is your primary weapon, acceptance. And finally, what? On the last moment of the day, we get integration. What's that? You mean I actually got to use this stuff? I know, huh? It's like, really? I got enough on my plate. Don't I have to learn this? Yes, without this, there's no glue. For me, without this, there's no glue. Well, you're saying, well, I'm different than you. Maybe. But what if you're not? The downside is huge. If you do this, there's no downside. Before integration, before this last little ditty of today, before you integrate all of that you have learned, the enemy will lie to you in order to stop me and you. Why? Once I integrate this powerful tool of study and remembering, I am a dangerous weapon in the hands of Christ against chaos. And God never lies. To know is to know. God never lies. To know is to know. Knowledge and wisdom is for ears to hear. Without the bulletproof vest, the full armor of God, you can't hear anything. Who can see and prevail over an unseen, lethal enemy? Oh, the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Did you hear what that said? Did you hear that? For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Sounds a lot like B-movies and demons, and we're hearing a lot of that lately, aren't we? We're seeing it on TV. We're seeing it. Did you guys look lately at what happened in the games, the Olympics? There are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. What? Yeah, the great impersonator. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Oh, they apologized. You know, they're sorry. They didn't mean to hurt anybody. They were just trying to show that everything is beautiful in its own way. Yeah, baloney. That's not what's going on here. It's very serious times. Very serious for your children, for you, for those who love you and they're watching you. You may be their only hope. Integrate Christ. You may be the only hope of some people who are watching you. Integrate Christ. Or live with ever-changing, never-consistent theories, generalities, and arguments, all of it wasting precious moments of breath and service that you could be doing. Without God, we are ever-changing. I'm turning into this. I'm an elephant. No, I'm a gazelle. No, I'm a lion. No, I'm whatever I am today. Never-consistent theories, generalities, arguments of all kinds, pettiness, wasting precious moments. The devil, if he can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. 1 Corinthians 9, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. You got to keep yourself in order. Otherwise, the stuff you say, you'll blow it yourself. How do you do that? You got to read, baby. Read, study, retain. Colossians 2:8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. Oh, there it is. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. You know the great philosopher said. That's empty deceit according to the tradition of men. Men according to the basic principles of the world. The world, men, not Christ. Christ is the truth, and it doesn't make sense to the world. You don't want it to make sense. You want to follow Christ. Why? Because that is the way. Well, it's really hard, you know, the world does. I know, man. I know, but we have so much to be grateful for on this phone. We're in a bubble right now. When the world is on fire, we're in a bubble. How long will it last? We have a list to do right now, and if we do that list, that is a God-given list that was made by God before time itself. What do we get by? What if you listen to every one of these 8 chapters before you write anything down and do an assignment? What happens? What happens because you got on this phone today? I call it elusive income. How much benefit will you get from this? It's elusive. For the moment. It's hard to calculate at the moment. But not very long. In practice, 1 through 8 reveals an actual bottom line increase in every area possibly. There is no downside. If you are in order, will you not work better? If you are in order, will you not see things clearer? If you are in order, are you not a better alliance with anyone, even if they're non-believers? They want to go with you because they feel they can trust you, because they can, because you want to be better in Christ. What has been seen, accomplished, overcome? Look at what you've done. And this is with just doing it when you can. Well, I got to it. I couldn't read this week. I try to listen to it once in a while. I heard it on the airplane the other day. What if you fully committed to this, just like you fully commit to getting a job or getting a job done? What if you fully committed to this? You saw this as a job jacket and you had to work on it every day. What could happen? Look what has been accomplished and overcome with half measures. Just think what you could do if you gave it all, knowledge and wisdom achieved in the grace and mercy of God. What could happen? Woo! Ephesians 4:13. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. You wouldn't buy any of that because you would be in order. The quickest distance between two points is God's will. Wait, can you imagine? What about a conversation with God? Can you imagine what revelation there would be? God sharing the notes of the universe with you. Who wants to miss that? Interested in everything. God, interested in everything. He's interested in everything, any capacity, deep, shallow, large, small, significant, insignificant. And 100% accuracy in all topics. Past, present, future, time, dimension, all knowledge, anxious to meet you. And talk, visit, teach. What's that? Yeah, hang out a little bit, right? Have some food. He apparently likes fish. Fish! Who is such a man? Jesus Christ. How do I know he's like that? Mark 6:30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. They were sharing. But there were so many people coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. And he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them, everybody was watching. Many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of him. So when Jesus landed on the beach, he was in a little boat and saw a large crowd. He had compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. He was tired. He knew his buddies were tired. He said, "Let's take a rest." But they came and he was like, "I can't help myself. I got to teach everybody. I got to talk. I got to hang out with my friends, with my people, those I created." Come on, that's you, man. Who wants to miss out on that? Everything in these chapters is designed to keep the writer on course in God's will. Each phrase, scripture, and note outlining where the enemy tried and succeeded one more time in tripping, disarming, and bringing harm to the writing pen here on these pages. The pen in the hand of a man who had chosen Jesus by faith alone with no prior knowledge and anything worthwhile, of anything worthwhile. I had no prior knowledge of anything. And that thing beat me time after time after time after time after time after I chose Christ. But I continued to read, and the attack came, an onslaught, never ceasing battle to the death, if not for Christ. Christ interrupted the attack many, many, many times every time. And he gathered up what was left of me, repaired the assassin's undoing, and brought the man, a fallen and broken man, back online. The Savior, ha, smiled and continued teaching, just like the scripture said, in love and forgiveness. The authentic only one. The only one, a definite reminder of the trumpet sound they talk about in the Bible, the warning of watchmen on the walls. Luke 21:8, and he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them." Wow. I thought I could win that battle. I cannot win the battle against the enemy. I cannot. He beats me every time. And Jesus puts me back together. But if I fight with Jesus, well, things are different. Partnering with God, not being a lone stranger. A lone wolf. The man, the lone wolf, the movie. Yeah, it's a lot of crap. Chapter 16, part 1, chapters 1 through 8, 2024. Revelation 22:21.com. Look it up. Europe is listening. America needs to listen. Look it up. Use it. Revelation 22:21.com. Look it up. Use it. You're the target. And God is your champion. One day, Scripture says, every knee will bow. Revelation 6:15. One day, every knee will bow. Revelation 6:15 says, and the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. Fear of the Lord. It's coming. The word never lies. Is it today or when? You know, the book tells you it's coming. It doesn't say what date. It's the only thing it doesn't tell you. It doesn't tell you the date. Jesus even says, I don't know the date. Only the Father knows the date. The angels don't know the date. Nobody's keeping it from you. No chance for leaks. Only the Father knows. The signs have been here a long time, but he tells you when it's going to be coming. This is what it looks like. It's in the book. It's happening on the news right now. The deep state, so to speak, it's been here since the time of Christ. The deep state, good guys, bad guys, Pharisees, Sadducees, Democrats, Republicans, Marxists, Communists, the Illuminati, Freemasons, Israeli, Hamas, and the list goes on. One day every knee will bow. There are no unbelievers in hell, my friend. Don't get lost in the riffraff. Stand in the gap for the one true God. In the grace and mercy of the Lord, thank you, Jesus Christ, for the word, prayer, the blood of the Lamb, the Holy Spirit, and a second chance. Kids, get on the horse and ride. Read, do the assignments, embrace the lessons. Amen, amen. John, we got to get back to work. Would you shut that guy up?